There's something for every sports fan on CBSLocalSports.com. Watch live radio shows and original video programming like pregame playlists and player style files that gives fans a locker room perspective on their favorite teams and players.
Go as hard as I can for as long as I can.
Well, I've yet to be beaten.
There are a number of people who call me the smartest man in baseball.
Read national articles from some of the best writers in the country. Catch up on the latest from the sports world and never miss a thing with CBS Local Sports. Visit CBSLocalSports.com today.
Is your restaurant using the best point-of-sale system available? I'm Joe Flynn, owner of PDQ Signature Systems. If your restaurant doesn't have online ordering, delivery mapping, or a customer rewards program, you need PDQ. Whether you're casual or fine dining or quick service with delivery, if you want happy customers, you need PDQ. Your costs will go down, your revenue will go up. Visit PDQ today at PDQPOS.com. That's PDQPOS.com. If your favorite restaurant doesn't have online ordering, tell them to visit PDQPOS.com.
If you have Medicare Part D, Walgreens can put you at the corner of switching your prescriptions and saving some money. That's because Walgreens makes it easy to switch and save with copays as low as $0 on select Medicare Part D plans. Just bring us your prescriptions and we'll do the rest. Switch to save even more today. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Applies to Tier 1 generics for select plans.
If you have Medicare Part D, Walgreens can put you at the corner of switching your prescriptions and saving some money. That's because Walgreens makes it easy to switch and save with copays as low as $0 on select Medicare Part D plans. Just bring us your prescriptions and we'll do the rest. Switch to save even more today. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Applies to Tier 1 generics for select plans.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station, WSCR and HD Chicago.
WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
It is 5 o'clock from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio. I'm Adam Harris. The Chicago Wolves are home at Allstate Arena this Saturday night at 7 and Sunday at 3. Blackhawks and Panthers drop the puck tonight at 7:30. The Hawks looking to break a three-game skid. They sit 12 points out of the top spot in the West to the Predators. Derrick Rose lightly participated in a light practice today with lower body soreness, but is expected to go tomorrow against the Hornets. Ditto for Kirk Heinrich. Taj Gibson sat. He's day-to-day. Spring training and Cubs manager Joe Maddon, he let us know that he's going to use us, the media, to get his word out to his team throughout the year, and it might get a little redundant.
You do it at the beginning. I do when it's at the All-Star break. I'll do them before the playoffs. And then whenever that last game occurs, in regards to the meetings. So if you are consistent with your message, these guys watch TV, they read, the message flows on a daily basis.
Cubs hired personnel to head up their new mental skills department. They rehired Manny Ramirez as a hitting consultant. Kevin Youkilis will scout out west for the Cubs. And Theo Epstein is open to Sammy Sosa helping out with the young guys down the road. White Sox are in camp, just trying not to get stung by scorpions. And also rookie lefty Carlos Rodon threw a bullpen today. Former Cub Giovanni Soto caught him, said his ability is through the roof. Ernie Banks' caretaker Regina Rice is being asked by a judge to provide proof that the late Mr. Banks had just $16,000 to his name, all of which he left to her. The video scoreboard is on target to be ready for the April 5th Cubs opener at Wrigley Field with the Cardinals, and the left field bleachers won't be ready until May 11th. This scoreboard update is brought to you by New Mail Medical Center. Discover the new you, newmailmedical.com. Get the Subway and experience better for you and great-tasting grilled chicken strips on your favorite sandwich, like the sweet onion chicken teriyaki or chicken bacon ranch melt. Subway, eat fresh. I'm Adam Harris. You're listening to the number one sports radio station in Chicago, Sports Radio 670 The Score at 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour brought to you by CDH Proton Center.
Boars and Bernstein.
I'm bored.
This seems like a good bit of fun.
Afternoons on The Score.
Who knows what could happen?
Jim Suhan.
I guess there's really nothing going on with Adrian Peterson, huh?
There's always something, isn't there? I admit it. I did a little flip-flopping last week when all the Vikings employees were coming out and doing the PR campaign about we want Adrian back. I started wavering on my long-held theory that Adrian was gone, you know, as of last September. So I think, well, okay, maybe if they pay him full freight and he gets past it emotionally and they, you know, maybe this can work out. Then Adrian hired DeLulli to go after a Vikings executive, and that pretty much ended that theory. My two theories are that Adrian's either too dumb to realize it's really silly for him to try to make himself the victim in this story, or B, the people around him are trying to orchestrate his way out of Minnesota so he can go someplace where he won't have to deal with protests or anything, or C, both of the above.
Boers and Bernstein.
You guys do 4 hours a day?
Five.
God, oh, my. I do three and want to stab myself in the heart with a pencil for you.
Talking Chicago sports on your ride home.
This is Trent on WSCR.
Hello.
Go ahead.
I had a quick question for you guys. I heard you guys kind of talking a little bit about all this storming the court madness. You guys threw out the idea there about giving college students possible felonies for doing this.
Yes.
You're talking about potentially ruining lives of people.
No. You're talking about ruining your own life.
No, you're talking about them making the choice to do it.
Yeah, they make the choice.
Not all college students are making really awesome choices.
Well, you know what?
I can't say that I did. I mean,
Trent, you need to lose.
Lose the number. Go away and make that career great for all of us.
Yeah, go work on your greater loss.
This is great. You guys calling people idiots on the radio.
Yeah, well, you know what,
idiot.
Trent, you're an idiot.
You are an absolute idiot.
I don't think we're even on the air anymore. Anyway.
Terry Bors, Dan Bernstein.
A show by the name of Bors and Bernstein, but I've been told that he said some pretty harsh things.
The show goes on!
Bors and Bernstein, weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Yeah, by proclamation, Trent, idiot. I mean, not all the time both don't think you're an idiot.
And but, that is a career.
No, he's got a great career. You wouldn't have that job if the kind of felonies counted against you.
Right.
Like DUI.
It would have taken away his great career. But actually, calling somebody an idiot on the radio is a career.
It is a career. Good one.
It's good. Not complaining.
Yep. I don't think either one of us are complaining. But I'm glad. We discussed it off there. We couldn't be more pleased. He has a great career. I'll bet he's just a ball of fire.
Thought from Rudy who says, I don't want to hear that Derrick Rose is sore and couldn't practice after Tom Thibodeau played him in the fourth quarter of a game where the opposing team scored 49 points in the first three quarters.
Yes, they did.
That Bucks team was never coming back. OJ Mayo couldn't wait to miss a shot or toss the ball in the stands. The lack of communication and the weirdness on this team sucks, and they're becoming increasingly unlikable. Yeah, I've had that problem with this Bulls team all year, and now again we've got cryptic comments today from Thibodeau about Rose and about being... I mean, can we hear this again?
Yeah, we've struggled with this.
We've been trying to interpret some of this stuff.
I don't know if we're doing a good job.
At first, it sounds like he's having Rose's back, and then he weighs in today with all this weird stuff about Rose and responsibilities and being home and saying no, and tell me if you can interpret this.
For any player, I'm not surprised when something... As a coach, you're not surprised when it's up and down if guys can't practice. The practice part is important. You know, your walkthroughs are important. Your shoot-arounds are important. Everything is important. And you don't get to the end skipping over everything else. It just doesn't work that way. He had some soreness today, so he didn't do a lot today. But he's been good.
Home game soreness. Knee soreness?
Just soreness. General lower body soreness. You take the schedule as it comes. You know, so sometimes it's in your favor. You know, it's... And in this league, it's very easy to get distracted. So you're always concerned. You know, if you could be home and, you know, then you have other issues to deal with. I think the important thing is to stay focused and to understand how important each and every day is. You can't get lost in it. And, you know, oftentimes you come home and, you know, there's a lot of demands and requests put on you. And you have to have the ability to say no and prioritize getting your rest and getting prepared to play and win. You know, a lot goes into winning. And I think you got to be careful not to skip any of those steps.
I guess what I would interpret that as is that the day he missed practice, there was something he did that he shouldn't have done.
That caused him
the transportation problem. Whatever he was doing, it caused him the ability to apparently to get to practice. I think that's what he's talking about. The rest of it, I'm not sure. But the Bulls have no right to complain. It's the Bucks who played the night before. Their schedule has been absolutely leading up to fine for this. No problem at all. As a matter of fact, the last two games the team has played the day before. So, I mean, and you haven't. So I don't know. You know, the schedule has been in your favor, and you shouldn't have anybody sore after that game last night.
And regarding the Bulls and the talk earlier about McDermott and his inability to play, Jeff in Roscoe Village had done some work here. He says, I'm guessing I'm not the only one that spent the fourth quarter banging his head against the table watching Thibodeau refuse to put Doug McDermott in the game with a double-digit lead. At this point, he might as well turn to the owner's box and flip Garpax the bird after he once again refused to throw the team's first-round pick in the game for more than the glorified two-minute runoff. If you go back to January 19th, when McDermott was activated for the first time following injury, the Bulls have gone into the fourth quarter with a double-digit lead five times. They have ended up winning each of those games by at least 15 points. Here's the breakdown of Dougie McBuckets' playing time. January 22nd against San Antonio. Up 17 in the third, ended up winning by 23. McDermott played 2 minutes and 13 seconds. At New Orleans, February 7th, that was when Anthony Davis left with a shoulder.
32-30, yeah.
They were up 25. They ended up winning by 35. He played 4-13. February 10th, Sacramento. Up 16, won by 18. 1 minute, 6 seconds. Cleveland, February 12th, when Cleveland wasn't really interested in playing.
No, apparently not. No, it didn't look like it.
Up 10, won by 15, 1 minute, 3 seconds. And then last night, up 15, won by 16, he played 96 seconds. So even if you give Thibodeau the excuse that McDermott shouldn't play unless you're leading going into the fourth quarter by 10 points or more, McDermott has played a total of 10 minutes 11 seconds in those five games. It's not like many other rookies on potential NBA playoff teams are seeing significant minutes. So you got Joe Harris, Kyle Anderson, Johnny O'Brien, but for a team that needed outside shooting and still needs paid a price to move up to get him, there's no reason right now not to play him significant minutes in the second or fourth quarters alongside other members of the rotation just to see. It took Heinrich's injury for him to play Snell. But hoping for injury as the only reason to get run is wrong. I think
there's a, you know, we're discussing this off the air because a lot of stuff you can't really share. But I think there's a, you know, what you said, I don't know, it's been a while. Maybe you've said it all along with the Bulls people, you know, that I think if you're looking in any way, shape or form to try to explain why Tom does what he does, good luck. Good luck with that. No matter what, who talks to him or what is said to him, it doesn't matter. Either it doesn't register or he doesn't want it to. It really has little or no effect. He's going to go back and do exactly what he was doing before the conversation, before the couple of seconds, nothing. It's just sort of blank. And if his mind lately, and certainly since Doug came back, it's been not to play him. Well, that's what he's done. He won't do it. He won't do it.
It's just so hard to get Thibodeau to speak straight about anything.
Yeah,
and it's not just us. It's not just with the media. He's difficult to interpret, and we have to suss out the intentions of some of his words. I mean, people who deal with him on a daily basis struggle to communicate with him in both directions.
Correct.
It's not just players, it's his bosses that sometimes things that you think he's heard you say and you get a nod or you get a grunt and then you find out that it never registered or he didn't care or it didn't write on his hard drive.
Yeah.
It was never put there or it just didn't matter and it never processed. And so you don't know if you have to have a second conversation. You don't know if anything registers.
Or it would even do any good if you had a second conversation. You know, your second conversation might be absolutely of no use. I would say this, that I think, and I know we said this before, but I don't think there's any doubt that his treatment of Doug McDermott is troubling to those who run the Bulls. No doubt about it. And if you recall, when he was coaching the USA team and they were getting ready for the end, he would love Doug then. Remember? Loved him. It really is a bird flip. It's like, look, you don't have to love him to play him when the game is 15 or more points, because, and not only was it 15 or more points, if you recall some of these games, I don't even know what the Bucks were doing last night. I don't even know. I gave it up at three quarters. I don't know what you're doing. I have no idea what you're doing. And you're not going to get, you're not going to all of a sudden turn hot because he's in the game. You just suck. So, I mean, in all of these games, really, we're so well under control. I mean, you're not even giving him a chance at any point. Any point. I mean, what do you expect when you do that? What do you expect him to be?
It's not, you don't have to endorse him. You don't have to say, I'm signing off on this guy. If he's bad, let him be bad. It's okay. It's okay for him to go and play and be bad.
A lot of rookies are.
Last night against the Bucks.
It's a great year for a lot of rookies not being.
It's all right.
Very good.
There's no reason to say, well, he might be bad. Okay. So he might be bad. Fine. Can live with it. In Grand Haven, Michigan, Adam, you're on the score.
I'm wondering, guys, is Thibs maybe overqualified to be an assistant, but maybe showing signs that maybe he's just underqualified or still inexperienced to be a head coach? Because his rotations are so limited, and obviously with the limited playing time for McDermott and Miritich and things like that. And even with Joe Kim being back in his, I mean, significant decrease in scoring, I mean, even for him, I'm just wondering if Thibs, you know, this isn't is he on his way out question or should he be fired or who would be better, but I'm just wondering if Chicago has a guy who just maybe isn't a good enough head coach yet.
I don't know, Adam. I know that people refer to him as a great coach. He hasn't won anything. He's a very good regular season coach by being a hard ass. He's great when he can ride roughshod on these guys. I don't know if he's got another gear.
And I think that anybody would tell you, you need that other gear. He's talked about that other gear before, and it's just he has it.
Great coaches have rings.
Yeah, I guess technically, until you do that, I mean, it's very hard to put you in that pantheon of the really great coaches when you don't have anything there. Actually, you got 62 wins in a regular season. And that got you smoked in the Eastern Conference Finals, like you won 42. So, I mean, it... I think, like a lot of guys I've seen coach the Bulls, he's a good coach. I just think his stubbornness and his unwillingness and his absolute resolute way about himself and the way he handles his team is what ultimately says bye-bye to him. I mean, he does not – I think that, look, you may not – you may have a job where you have to listen to your boss. You really don't want to, but you have to a little bit anyway. And at least make an effort when there's a suggestion or a thought for you. I mean, it's nice to be in that great world where your boss has a suggestion. You just walk away from it and act like it never happened. That'd be great.
But the whole thing looks like to me, everything we're talking about here, the relationship with the coach, the players, management, the situation with Derrick Rose, the entire Bulls thing now has a stench of diminishing returns.
Yeah. It does.
And it's too bad. That one way or another, it just looks like diminishing returns.
Yeah. You get in the playoffs and that those games come up pretty quick. Pretty quick for somebody to like, well, I'm a little tired. I'm a little beat already. He's going to get a day off. I would say this for Tom, that you'd be surprised sometimes. Maybe you wouldn't be, but you'd be surprised sometimes that when you actually listen to the bosses, sometimes they might help you. I found that to be true.
Every once in a while, somebody might know something.
I found that to be absolutely true.
We're Boris and Bernstein, sometimes. And you're listening to WSCR The Score.
MullyandHanley.com is being brought to you by Home Run In Pizza, Chicago's original thin crust pizza.
I'm Doug Gottlieb with this CBS Sports Minute. So last night, Kansas State beat Kansas, and they stormed the floor. They bumped into a couple of Kansas players and generally acted a fool. And because Kansas players and coaches weren't protected, Now we once again have the yearly discussion as to whether or not court storming should go away. Look, once upon a time, a guy named Richard Reed put a bomb in his shoe, and because of it, we now have to take off our shoes every time we go through TSA. Let's not be so reactive as sports fans. Kansas State wasn't prepared, even though they stormed the court last year and were prepared. And because it's one idiot kid who bumps into a couple Kansas players and Kansas players maintain their composure, you get rid of the kid. Yet you punish the school for not being prepared for a court storming. But whatever you do, you don't eliminate it just because you got one idiot who puts a bomb inside his shoe. I'm Doug Gottlieb.
Pontiac RV's winter open house and RV sale is January 23rd through the 25th. New 14s, 15s, and pre-owned RVs all on sale inside our huge indoor RV showroom. Pontiac RV is proud to add Winnebago Motorhomes to our new motorhome lineup with over 30 brands of RVs from Keystone, Coachman, Forest River, and Tiffin Motorhomes. Pontiac RV, conveniently located on Interstate 55 in Pontiac.
Everything under the sun, Pontiac RV.
If you have Medicare Part D, Walgreens can put you at the corner of switching your prescriptions and saving some money. That's because Walgreens makes it easy to switch and save with copays as low as $0 on select Medicare Part D plans. Just bring us your prescriptions and we'll do the rest. Switch to save even more today. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Applies to Tier 1 generics for select plans.
Kick off the 2015 running season with the Bank of America Shamrock Shuffle, Sunday, March 29th. Register now and be a part of the world's largest 8K. A great run through the heart of Chicago. Register now at shamrockshuffle.com.
If you have Medicare Part D, Walgreens can put you at the corner of switching your prescriptions and saving some money. That's because Walgreens makes it easy to switch and save with copays as low as $0 on select Medicare Part D plans. Just bring us your prescriptions and we'll do the rest. Switch to save even more today. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Applies to Tier 1 generics for select plans.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called pay for performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
Perhaps when you think cruise, you'd imagine staged entertainment, excessive dining, dressy attire, and stops in only a few major ports. Hurtigruten is none of that. On board our smaller ships, you're in good company with like-minded, active, inquisitive travelers. Norway's celebrated Hurtigruten route includes over 1,000 miles of stunning coastline. Find your voyage today by calling 855-370-2651. On a Hurtigruten voyage, you don't just visit Norway, you become part of it. Call 855-370-2651 today.
CBS presents the stars of the new comedy, The Odd Couple, Matthew Perry and Thomas Lennon.
I would like to clear something up. We're not a couple.
Do I cook our meals?
Well, yes, but...
Do I clean our apartment?
To clarify, I normally don't clean anything.
When you need comfort, do I not dry your tears?
It was one time, and I was having a really bad day.
By most metrics, we are a couple.
We're not a couple.
Except that we are.
Matthew Perry and Thomas Lennon are The Odd Couple.
What do you want to do for dinner?
Let's stay in.
A new comedy, Thursdays, only CBS.
Time is running out. You're maxed out on your credit cards. The collection calls are coming every day, and now you're two payments behind on your mortgage. You need real help, and you need it now. Not bankruptcy. That should be your last resort. Debt Relief Now is dedicated to helping families get out of debt while saving you money and stopping harassing collection calls. The consultation is free, and the relief real. Call 800-402-5219. 800-402-5219.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
CBS Monday.
Surprise!
Spend some time with Mike and Molly.
Where you been all day?
Did your mother's...
I thought that was where fun went to die.
America's favorite couple.
A romantic little story about two people who meet in Chicago.
Aw, that's us.
Oh, God, no.
And there's more laughs.
You're like a boxer.
Because I want to punch you in the face?
Than ever before.
That's the world I want to live in.
Don't miss Mike and Molly.
Oh, it's going to be so great.
CBS Monday.
CBS Friday. America's bosses are going back undercover.
Oh, man, this is hard work.
To meet their workers.
When I help people, it helps me.
And change their lives.
He gonna give me a home.
New bosses.
I believe in you.
New inspirational stories.
You've changed my life so much.
You've changed mine.
The Emmy Award-winning Undercover Boss.
These tears of joy right here.
Friday, only CBS.
If you have Medicare Part D, Walgreens can put you at the corner of switching your prescriptions and saving some money. That's because Walgreens makes it easy to switch and save with copays as low as $0 on select Medicare Part D plans. Just bring us your prescriptions and we'll do the rest. Switch to save even more today. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Applies to Tier 1 generics for select plans.
CBS Friday.
I am a New York City cop who was asked to be the commissioner.
Blue Bloods is inspiring.
We'll do everything we can to find out who did this.
Daring.
Make a choice, right or wrong.
Riveting.
He killed a cop!
In my job, you need to prove it.
Moving.
Being the top cop comes with a lot of sacrifices.
See why millions of viewers spend Friday night with the Reagans.
I'm thankful for four generations of this family, safe and sound.
Blue Bloods, Friday, only CBS.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
That's the playoff deciding question, is will this guy get it? Will he understand what his strengths are, what his weaknesses are? It's almost like he goes out there trying to show people, look, you're saying that I shouldn't be doing this and can't do this. I'm going to do it. I'm going to show you that the 2.5 years of work that I've put in rehab has paid off, and I'm an all-around player.
That is our guy, Joe Colley. He was talking about Derrick Rose. Of course, you've got Boers and Bernstein, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. And your guy, Doug Gottlieb.
I missed it.
The man you home. I told you to listen.
I don't when listen.
You, it's a five, but at 5:15, you know busy. It's going to be. I'm busy.
I've got things that I got to figure out what I'm making the kids for dinner. I'm busy.
Oh, for the love of God, you missed it, Jim.
The answer, crab cakes and lemon garlic spinach.
Cut by the octopi.
Oh, that video is so great. The Deadspin video of the octopus getting the crab. Coming out of one tide pool.
Technically, you're not allowed
to grab
to
a crab, drag it into another tide pool, and then bring it back under its own rock to eat it. It's spectacular.
Damn tasty if you can get it.
Yeah.
Damn tasty. So anyway, your friend Doug Gottlieb, the man you told me you believe is the finest radio personality in the country.
Here we go.
And that completely dismisses everybody here, which is just so wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So wrong. Because Jason Goff is back. You know that.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. He's great.
Get to it.
It could have been. It's an all-time. We have it again? Okay. And this time you're going to listen?
Yes.
Okay, here it is.
I'm Doug Gottlieb with this CBS Sports Minute. So last night, Kansas State beat Kansas and they stormed the floor. They bumped into a couple of Kansas players and generally acted a fool. And because Kansas players and coaches weren't protected, now we once again have the yearly discussion as to whether or not court storming should go away. Look, once upon a time, a guy named Richard Reed put a bomb in his shoe, and because of it, we now have to take off our shoes every time we go through TSA. Let's not be so reactive as sports fans.
Oh, no.
Kansas State wasn't prepared, even though they stormed the court last year and were prepared. And because it's one idiot kid who bumps into a couple Kansas players and Kansas players maintain their composure, you get rid of the kid. Okay? You punish the school for not being prepared for a court storming. But whatever you do, you don't eliminate it just because you got one idiot who puts a bomb inside his shoe. I'm Doug Gottlieb.
That's the best ending I've ever. I wish there was just one time I could write that.
I can't even
one begin. Time I could put together a thought like that.
I just don't know where to start.
Start where you like. It's 5:28. No, I mean, you got about 2 minutes.
I don't know what to say. What do you say to that?
It's what you do. You do talk radio.
But that's but that's beyond any kind of rational criticism.
I know. Isn't it something? That's just something. You got to admit. Yes, I'll say this for Doug Gottlieb, even though, you know, he ought to be rooming with our friend Trent.
Or Bob.
Well, we don't know.
Put him in the facility.
Bob might not be a great roommate. We don't know. We can't find Bob.
I bet you'd be a good roommate, Bob.
Well, you watch a lot of Gunsmoke or whatever.
Watch a lot of movies, watch a lot of old TV. I bet you he shares a lot of snacks.
Order a pizza every once in a while.
Maddie, though, when we observed him, as I've told you, he was very horny.
Likes to chew on some pizza, probably have a lot of ladies over.
Oh, yeah.
You know, when Doug Gottlieb there mentioned, you know, going through airport screening, did you guys see the story about the budget for Homeland Security, if it's not pushed through by Friday?
Right.
Which it probably will be, or they'll at least put it off for a month or two. That if they don't have a budget by Friday, 200,000 essential government employees will be working for free.
Correct.
Including TSA.
Right.
Wow. Uh-oh.
How fast would you cancel, Terry, a flight if you had a flight Saturday morning with TSA working for free?
Right now.
Yeah.
I'm not going anywhere for a while. So, yeah, I got news for Doug that some of us do not have to take our shoes off.
Old people don't.
Not even that. There's other things.
Why don't you have to?
At least I don't have to for the airline I always fly.
Do you not have feet anymore?
I'm given the I have a little.
You get the treatment?
Yep.
Nice.
No, you can pay like $100 for a pre-screening.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah, you're all of a sudden, then you don't have to even stand in line anymore. My wife did that.
You know, if you pay $200 extra, you get to fly the plane.
I've done that.
Yeah. Well, did you just sigh?
That's the
Did you just make a big sigh over there?
No.
Oh, I thought you did.
That's the 45-minute flight from here to Tampa when Terry flies the plane. He redlines that bitch.
I just wear
2 hours and 15 minutes, dude.
I wear flip-flops to the airport. That way there's no shoes taken off.
Ugh, oh, that guy. Icky.
Why?
Not like a feet.
Oh, then yeah, don't ever take Metro then, Terry.
Oh, I know, I know.
Animal that takes her shoes off.
I know.
And there's always this one animal in the 619. She takes her shoes off, and she's got, you know, big fat feet. She's got like pantyhose on. It's gross.
Feet.
And she takes up, you know, like two entire seats.
Yeah, I've seen those.
The worst.
Yep. Smell bad. Stinky.
Yeah, use a stinky dinner
too.
Yeah,
stinky.
Stinky.
Eat your dinner on the train?
A lot of people do.
Well, a lot of people do. Yeah, they bring their bags in and eat.
They get stuff at the, you know. Or else, why would you want to eat it?
Yeah, see, station, let me tell you something.
Get food there and bring it on the train?
It's no picnic, believe me.
It sounds like it is a picnic.
For them, not for me. So I was going to say, not for me. But for some, it is, yeah. And most of them are just drinking those big boys they sell you.
Yeah, most of us do that.
Yep.
Yeah, most of us get two because it's an hour and 10-minute train ride.
Yep.
Yeah. And a vodka soda.
They invite you to be drunk and stupid.
Yeah,
they do.
But you have a car waiting for you at the train station, right?
No, I don't. I had a ride. I don't drive to the train station. I'm too big for that.
You got a guy with a rickshaw there waiting for you?
No,
he has
his Uber driver that can't get to the building pick him up in Mokina.
I can't find a cab. I don't know where there's a cab. I'm with a 15 cabs lined
right
up there.
Terry can't get a cab in the city, but he can easily get one in Mokina.
Right.
You bet. I'm not in Mokina.
Where are you at?
I can't say.
Oh, that's right.
I can't say.
Lake in the Hills?
I'm in Lake in the Hills.
Joliet? Joliet? You go to the Jewels over in Joliet?
Yeah, a little. I actually found the home I was looking for. Very small home.
You in Frankfurt?
That's where we're going to be on Friday.
Friday you will be, yeah.
Yep.
That's a good Sagui.
I did finally move to...
What's the name of that place, Dan?
Manuka. Mitchell's Sports Bar.
Pete Mitchell's.
Good
Not
job,
Scott
Dan.
Pete Mitchell's, whatever it is, yeah.
Is that Maverick? Wasn't that Maverick's name?
I think it was.
Pete Mitchell?
I think it was. Yeah, I think
you guys should dress up as Top Gun gear on Friday.
I was going to anyway. Come
on. Top Gear jumpsuits and stuff.
That's what we were.
You guys can high five in between breaks.
And?
I feel the need.
And be overly friendly.
Can I bring a volleyball?
As long as you play in your jeans.
Yep, Pete Mitchell.
Is that what it was?
Maverick Mitchell. Nice. Nobody beats Matty at Top Gun
Trivia. Top Gun Trivia? Oh, champion. All right, we're late for the update.
Scoreboard update.
It's just past 5:30 from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio. I'm Adam Harris. Chicago Wolves are home at Allstate Arena this Saturday night at 7 and Sunday at 3. Derrick Rose is in a slump, but he doesn't need to put up big-time box score games to help the Bulls' offense.
Derrick can do that. He throwing the ball ahead, as simple as it sounds. When he does that, you know, that gets us easy baskets. You know, you need as many of those as you can get. And so, when he's doing stuff like that and getting the ball up quickly and getting us into the offense quickly, That's a big plus for us.
Tom Thibodeau put his team through a light practice today. Rose was limited, but expected to give it a go tomorrow. The Hornets are in town. Kirk Heinrich was limited. Thibs expects him to play. Taj Gibson used the bike today instead of practicing. He's day-to-day. Blackhawks host the Panthers in 2 hours, trying to bounce back from their three-game losing streak in the 6-2 beatdown Sunday to the Bruins. White Sox lefty pitcher Carlos Rodon threw a bullpen today to former Cub Giovanni Soto, who said his natural talent is through the roof. Cubs announced a new mental skill program today. They also rehired Manny Ramirez as a hitting consultant for all levels. That could pave the way for a return of Sammy Sosa. Bruce Levine has that story at 670thescore.com. Cubs president Theo Epstein would be open to Sosa coaching the young guys down the road. Ernie Banks' caretaker Regina Rice claims he had just $16,000 in assets when he passed, all of which he left to her. A judge is asking she provide proof. And Wrigley renovation, the update is the video board is expected to be fully installed and ready for the Cubs' April 5th opener against the Cardinals. The left field bleachers are scheduled to reopen on May 5th. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Newmail Medical Center. Discover the new you, newmailmedical.com. When we really like something, we say it's a perfect 10. Well, it doesn't get much more perfect than Metra's 10-ride ticket. It's like getting 10 rides for the price of 9. It also is good for 1 year and can be shared by others. Metra makes your life 10 times easier. For fare and schedule information, visit MetraRail.com. I'm Adam Harris. You're listening to the number one sports radio station in Chicago, Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
At 5:35, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, Boris Zabrinsky. We get out here, top of the hour. He's here and getting ready, as he always is.
Got thoughts for you, Terry.
He does.
Two favorite words in show business, mm-hmm. Walking around. And he's eating Pop-Tarts without toasting them.
I do, too.
Why?
I like them that way.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Aren't they better if you toast them, though?
No. No, otherwise I toast them.
Right out the bag, huh?
Right out the bag.
I've never toasted a Pop-Tart.
Oh, I like
right out the bag.
Yeah, I like right out of the bag.
Sometimes,
still in the bag, Terry.
You're crazy that way,
so to speak.
You know, on the instructions though, on the box of Pop Tarts, it tells you to remove from the foil packaging before you're putting in the toaster oven,
or better yet, the microwave.
Right, which means that someone actually tried that once.
Dead.
That's why you have those instructions. Would that blow up? What would that do, Dr. Dan?
I don't know.
Okay.
You know what? He has his degree conveniently only when he needs it.
Whenever, I know, right? Whenever you have a question for him.
I don't.
All of a sudden.
I'm hiding for you to avoid a controversial answer to that question.
Well, everything you do is controversial.
Everything you do is controversial.
That's you true. And Doug Gottlieb.
Yep. You and your partner, Doug.
Yep. Linked at the hip.
In Quad Cities, it's Tom on the score.
Yeah. All due respect, you know, the great coaches do have rings. But great coaches also had players, and Tom's only had one great player, and that was 3 years ago, and he's made the best of what he's had. Granted, he might hit his ceiling at this point, but I still think that we have to give him due respect.
Not as great.
No, not as great.
Great. Don't throw the word great around like it means nothing.
I think due respect means due respect, and I think I also believe that if he did have a great player, he'd find a way to run that guy into the ground too.
No, I meant due respect to your statement. I agree with you that they have rings, but let's look at those who have rings. They had some. They usually have two or three, at least three good, really, really good players, and usually two great players to get those rings.
However, Tom Thibodeau has self-created headwinds that have to factor in, regardless of what his roster has been. You can evaluate the way he goes about doing his job. And there are plenty of guys before him who have been similarly bullheaded, who have been respected as tacticians, but not necessarily as managers of a season or a roster. As far as actually as tactics, watching film, deciding on a side out of bounds play, looking at a matchup, being able to see the game that's in front of him, there are a few better in the game right now, but that's just a part of the NBA job. And the guys who are great can do all of it.
Don't throw the word great around like he deserves great. No, you don't. He's a really good NBA coach at this point. That's what he is.
Look, I've always liked Doug Collins as an NBA mind.
Oh,
and have learned a lot about basketball from him.
Yep.
But far from a great coach. Because of some flaws in his decisions about how he goes about the job.
Yep. There are. And I love Doug, but that's absolutely true.
In Westmont, Otto is on the score.
Wait a minute.
really use a Amanda Vanicola B&B Sports moment once in a while, but I know I'm an idiot, and I just want to see how much of an idiot I am regarding the NBA guys. Is it just me? I remember describing to somebody that didn't watch a whole lot of NBA basketball a few years back as I really like the Bulls because Thibodeau got a lot out of their guys, a lot out of his guys, got them to play hard, and I liked Derrick Rose because at least when I saw him as a rookie and when I saw him in college the 1 year he was at Memphis, that he got a lot out of the people and he brought up the people around him, and a lot of it had to do with hustle. And now I'm just finding myself hating Derrick Rose, and he's muttering into his collar, am I an idiot?
Whatever. The only thing that Derrick Rose did to make people around him better was force more people to guard him. He's never been a facilitator. He's never been a point guard.
Yeah.
He's been a 6'3 scorer, primary scorer. He was not a facilitating point guard that would make sure that the geometry of an offense was just right and seeing the floor and finding other shooters in rhythm. It's never been something he's good at. That's just exacerbated now when he doesn't have the physical ability he used to have.
Yep. There's other guys like him in the NBA that are better. They're not necessarily, I'd say, maybe a little bigger, but they're more scorers than there are anything else. And there's nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that, but he's not a facilitator, no.
So to fall back on that instead, and I think Joe Cowley brought this up earlier today, he won't stop taking bad shots. And I don't know if Thibodeau was sat down with him and said, look, this isn't working for you. This particular three-pointer off the dribble with a hand in your face from this spot on the floor, it's not going in enough to justify continuing to take it. Yet he's still taking it.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if that's just stubbornness, if that's just his people talking to him and he's listening to them instead of listening to his coach.
That's the thing about him. You know, you can have these conversations, but you're never really sure about anything with him.
It's with the two of them.
Yeah,
Rose talking to Thibodeau. You don't know if anything's registering with any of them.
I don't know. I don't know who he's talking to. I don't know. Derek listening to Code, listening to others. I don't know.
We'll say hi to Lawrence next on The Score.
Lawrence Holmes here. Right now, you're listening to B&B. Coming up at 6, I'll be here with more of Chicago's hottest sports talk, so don't tune out.
Lawrence Holmes, nights 6 to 10 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Interesting listeners who have taken advantage of the special opportunities to buy wine from Cameron Hughes at chwine.com. And I've heard from people who really weren't wine drinkers before who said, I'm going to jump at this and I've heard you describe all these wines. And now I am starting to know what I like and know the different tasting profiles. And I've got a much better understanding of wine, which is great. And I've also heard from experienced drinkers of expensive wines with big wine cellars in their homes who have said this is some of the best value wine they've ever had an opportunity to buy in their lives and are loading up on like the 555, the 535, only to keep it on the rack for 10, 15 years and enjoy it later. So it doesn't matter where you are as a wine drinker or what you like. Right now, this is your opportunity to experience the great value that is Cameron Hughes wine. Today only, you can get these for a steal. It's called the Fatten Your Cellar Sale. Tons of wines discounted, many of these under $10. You can get additional savings of over 30%. For listening to this show, you get free shipping. Only at CH Wine, the password Dan, D-A-N. Best deal of 2015. Today only. This ends at midnight. The wine won't last, especially the awesome 90-point cabs. And one of the wines on sale, the Lodi Field Blend. I've talked about it. Lot 487. Crazy, crazy good wine that has scored above 90. It's won medals, and it's under $10. So now's the time to do it. Free shipping. Get a case. 30% off. And free shipping, one day only. Go to the microphone, click it, enter Dan, D-A-N, at chwine.com, and this wine ships to you at deep discount, shipping for free. That's chwine.com. Go to the microphone and enter Dan. This deal won't last, and these wines won't last, so get them while you can.
If you have Medicare Part D, Walgreens can put you at the corner of switching your prescriptions and saving some money. That's because Walgreens makes it easy to switch and save with copays as low as $0 on select Medicare Part D plans. Just bring us your prescriptions and we'll do the rest. Switch to save even more today. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
applies to Tier 1 generics for select plans.
What you can save.
Looking to secure financing on a new home or refinance your existing home? Then you need to call David Hochberg.
He was sporting his underwear over a pair of women's leggings. He lives in a school bus nearby.
President of Townstone Financial. Meet Patrick.
Hello, friend.
71, called to refinance, so David quoted him a rate that saved him $100 a month, and then asked him if he'd like to save $1,100 a month with a reverse mortgage. Well, Patrick was concerned the bank would evict his wife when he died. Wrong, David explained. Patrick and his wife maintained ownership of their home with a reverse mortgage, exactly like they maintain ownership with a forward-paying mortgage. And when Patrick dies, his wife would continue owning the home. They'd still have to pay real estate taxes and insurance, but not the mortgage. Patrick now thinks a reverse mortgage is the best option. He's excited about saving over $13,000 a year. If you'd like to learn how you can eliminate your mortgage payment like Patrick did and drastically increase your monthly cash flow, call David now, 312-896-2111. Why call David instead of another lender? Because David's honest, trustworthy, and he's helped thousands of SCORE listeners. He'll help you. Call David now at 312-896-2111. Visit Townstone.com. Follow him on Twitter at David Hochberg. Townstone Financial is an Indiana, Michigan, Wisconsin, Florida, and Illinois mortgage licensee number 6629 and MLS number 1366.
If you have Medicare Part D, Walgreens can put you at the corner of switching your prescriptions and saving some money. That's because Walgreens makes it easy to switch and save with copays as low as $0 on select Medicare Part D plans. Just bring us your prescriptions and we'll do the rest. Switch to save even more today. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Applies to Tier 1 generics for select plans.
CBS Monday. Meet Caroline and Max.
You only live once, YOLO. And you only live till the next time you say YOLO.
These two broke girls.
The cheap toothpaste we've been using is really diaper-free. On the plus side, that rash cleared up on my gums.
Are TV's two best friends.
Why are you acting weird? Pets are not my thing. I already have something needy and fluffy that'll die if I don't take care of it. You.
And they're too funny to miss.
I said something today I never thought I'd say. Thank you.
Two broke girls. Monday. Only CBS.
This Friday, if you're looking for a reason to go to paradise, Hawaii Five-O has oh so many.
Let's go, come on.
Like McGarrett and Dano.
Should we call for backup? You're my backup. Last time you said that, I got shot in the shoulder.
Chin Ho.
Don't move a muscle.
Kono.
I admire the confidence.
Comes with a badge.
Grover.
Wherever you go, trouble follows.
That's funny coming from you.
And even...
Booyah.
Jerry.
We make a great team.
Should be good.
Hawaii Five-O, CBS Friday.
CBS Wednesday.
In simple terms, we use behavioral science to hunt down monsters.
Find out why Criminal Minds is TV's number one suspense thriller.
He has two forms of expression, silence and rage.
The only thing more dangerous than a serial killer.
This guy is smart. We have to be smarter.
Are the people who catch them.
Now it's our turn to chase him.
The answer's in there somewhere. You just got to find it.
Searching for bad boys. It's my specialty.
Criminal Minds, Wednesday, only CBS.
Last year, we saved for a winter family vacation, and boom, the heater broke. Our entire vacation fund went for a new furnace.
Don't make your family pay the price for unexpected home repairs. With a Total Protect home warranty, you can save money and avoid stress by having a plan for when your vital home systems break down. Call 1-800-542-8103 and let us know how much you want covered and how much you want to pay. Plan for a great 2015 with Total Protect at 1-800-542-8103.
An internet today.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com.
Chicago Sports Station.
And at 5:48 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, my two favorite words in show business.
Lot of home
has joined us. Hello, Lawrence.
Hello, Uncle Terry. Hello, Dan.
Hello, Lawrence.
How are you guys?
All right. Oh, man, I'm telling you. We are so good, it's scary.
I enjoyed your conversation about court storming. I know at DePaul, they have in place what Terry is talking about. The Rosemont police do not allow it. They will arrest
you. Okay, well, see, in Rosemont, where like every other person is a policeman, you don't have a problem staffing. Because you could just like, every next person you run into in Rosemont is very likely a policeman.
You're right. And what you were saying, no. Like how you get to the point where you're thinking, oh, well, there's a chance that this might happen.
Mm-hmm.
They will come down into the aisle and they're like, hey, so if you were thinking, you know. Don't.
I'm just saying, I don't worry about Rosemont. You're staffed. You can go knock on any door, three cops will come out.
You're worried about Manhattan, Kansas.
Yeah, some of these smaller areas where you might not have the same kind of manpower.
And which is the worst. Manhattan? Oh, God.
Oh, I haven't been.
I've been there.
Terry, the manometer was there one time. There, haven't you?
I went there to do a story on Barry Sanders.
Really?
Yes. And not only that, my old buddy was the AD, Steve Miller. He used to be a track coach at Bloom.
Huh.
Well, it's an old homecoming, and Barry Sanders was great that day. I forget who they were, as he was almost every day. And I sat with Steve the entire time up in the press box, and I said, "Okay, did the game start?" So Barry Sanders would get, yeah. You know, I had carte blanche to go where I wanted to. I wanted to see Barry Sanders, and boy, Lawrence, that's a miserable trip.
Manhattan, because there's no direct way there.
Is it worse than Starkville? You've been to Mississippi State?
I've been there too.
Be talking about my people.
My people
at Mississippi State? That's,
my mom's side of the family is right outside of Starkville.
At least they left.
Some of them. Most of them stayed.
We need to get them out.
I actually have some land down there if I ever want to claim it.
When you could spend $4 somewhere else?
It's free. The problem is, the rule is I have to live there to own the land. I'm good. But my Dot's still down there, and she's still cheering on Dak.
Yeah. Wait, no, what am I? Maybe I'm not thinking of Starkville.
No, you are. Wait,
no, where's Southern Mississippi?
Oh,
I think that's where
not,
I
that's
went.
Not, no, that's not.
I don't think Starkville. I was in Starkville. What is? No.
Yeah, that's not Starkville.
That's not Starkville. Mississippi State is Starkville.
Yeah, I think I was at Southern Miss.
Calling basketball games? Because that would make sense because they were in DePaul's
right,
conference.
Right, that's what it was. Where? Hattiesburg.
Oh, that's Hattiesburg. Yeah,
that's it.
Oh, it's that's worse than Starkville.
That's Klan territory down there.
Yeah, they tried to recruit me.
And then, no, I'm and then sure they did.
And then they found out Bernstein. Are you? Said, yeah. And they said, oh, forget it then. Never mind. Don't worry about it. You're good.
Paul Feinbaum has been able to kind of build a niche down there in SEC country.
That's true. Paul Feinbaum representing.
It's impressive.
Oh, he's huge down there. He's huge down there. You guys don't show he's the man amongst boys. I mean, he is the dude. That guy. I wish I had it like that because we suck. If we were better at it, we'd have that job.
On the show tonight, I'm going to talk a little bit about the pace of play stuff with Rob Manfred. And we'll discuss some of the Bulls stuff, too. And Greg Gabriel is going to be on the show tonight. We'll talk about the Combine. And Greg Gabriel and National Football Post are giving away these tutorials on how to scout. He gave us one that we could give away on the show.
He's an interesting guy.
He charges for that stuff. He
yes,
does
he
seminars
does.
About how to scout.
And I asked him because last time he was on, people were like, I would love to do that. So I asked him, and the folks at National Football Post were like, you can give away one.
Oh, that's
so tonight
great.
We're going to give away one.
That's great. He's been terrific on the air.
There's no doubt about it, and I'm looking forward to talking with him, and I'll miss you. Not you, clown. Terry, I was talking to.
Yeah, I nobody misses Bernstein. Trust me. I mean, I've got family that feels that. His family feels that way.
I was going to say, hi to Bernstein.
My family feels that way. His family feels that way. Boy, I'm just going to lose this bitch. All right, some quick thank yous. We already let Lawrence do his thing.
Jim Suhan joined us today to talk the AP story.
It's great, by the way. Crack Productions at Mr. Matt Amatacola.
Chris Bosch, not going to play and not going to play for a long time. Treated for a health issue near his lung. Could be a blood clock.
Yeah, blood clock is a bad thing.
Near his lung.
Yeah, you don't know what time it is.
I love Matt Amatacola, and I'm glad he's reunited with my guy, Chef Bard, the best production man who ever lived, Chris Tannehill.
Are you a little bit surprised that they have some more push than you do so far?
I'm sorry.
That they have some more push than you do at this point?
Can't hear you.
Are you surprised that they have more push than your team does?
Well.
And a blood clock. Not in his lung, near his lung. You can always look down and see. Oh, I'm late.
I don't like it. I don't mind it near it so much. I like.
Right.
I don't like the other one.
No,
I don't like the
bad.
Alternative. I don't like it.
Right.
And our interns, Tommy Guns. and the great Tony Fish. We thank you for the St. Paul and Gmail. Exactly. We will do it all over again tomorrow. Lawrence Holmes coming away. Terrific stories. Have a great night. We will talk to you tomorrow afternoon.
Think Oscar Wilde when he said, every saint has a past, every sinner has a future. But also think Neil Young. The fork in the road, light a candle. Instead of cursing the darkness, let's light a candle for where we're going. This was fantastic for the world. We are better people for having been here. It was absolutely incredible. I'm inspired. I don't know when I'll ever sleep again.
The Score is mobile. Connect on the go. Listen live. Comment on the guest. Show polls. 10 Seconds of Glory. The Audio Roadshow app. Chicago Sports on the go. With Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago Sports Station.
If you have Medicare Part D, Walgreens can put you at the corner of switching your prescriptions and saving some money. That's because Walgreens makes it easy to switch and save with copays as low as $0 on select Medicare Part D plans. Just bring us your prescriptions and we'll do the rest. Switch to save even more today. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Applies to Tier 1 generics for select plans.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
Perhaps when you think cruise, you'd imagine staged entertainment, excessive dining, dressy attire, and stops in only a few major ports. Hurtigruten is none of that. On board our smaller ships, you're in good company with like-minded, active, inquisitive travelers. Norway's celebrated Hurtigruten route includes over 1,000 miles of stunning coastline. Find your voyage today by calling 855-370-2651. On a Hurtigruten voyage, you don't just visit Norway, you become part of it. Call 855-370-2651 today.
CBS presents the stars of the new comedy, The Odd Couple, Matthew Perry and Thomas Lennon.
I would like to clear something up. We're not a couple.
Do I cook our meals?
Well, yes, but...
Do I clean our apartment?
To clarify, I normally don't clean anything.
When you need comfort, do I not dry your tears?
It was one time, and I was having a really bad day.
By most metrics, we are a couple.
We're not a couple.
Except that we are.
Matthew Perry and Thomas Lennon are The Odd Couple.
What do you want to do for dinner?
Let's stay in.
A new comedy, Thursdays, only CBS. CBS Thursday.
Prepare to weep at the glory of my genius.
When you're America's favorite geeks.
Yes!
That's big.
Paradigm-shifting news, gentlemen.
When you're the number one comedy on television.
You used to it yet?
No.
Me neither.
That's big.
Does it get any better than this?
When you're having your biggest season ever.
My brain is better than everybody!
That's Big Bang.
Yeah!
The Big Bang Theory, Thursday, only CBS.
This Friday, if you're looking for a reason to go to paradise, Hawaii Five-O has oh so many.
Let's go, come on.
Like McGarrett and Dano.
Should we call for backup? You're my backup. Last time you said that, I got shot in the shoulder.
Jin Ho.
Don't move a muscle.
Kono.
I admire the confidence.
Comes with a badge.
Grover.
Wherever you go, trouble follows.
That's funny coming from you.
And even...
Booyah.
Jerry.
We make a great team.
Should be good.
Hawaii Five-O, CBS Friday.
So I'm here to tell you about an amazing new acne treatment that even Proactiv says is better than Proactiv. It's called Proactiv Plus. You know, millions of people have turned to Proactiv, but Proactiv Plus, it works faster and better than before. So if your goal is a flawless complexion, call 1-800-244-1946. All of today's callers will also get 2 free gifts with their 60-day risk-free trial. So the number is 1-800-244-1946. 1-800-244-1946.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of InSphere Insurance Solutions Incorporated, licensed insurance agency in all states. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state. An important message for Americans eligible for Medicare. The annual enrollment period is now open. Health Markets Insurance Agency can help you find the right plan for you with one simple free phone call. The deadline is December 7th. Call now, 800-825-0732, 800-825-0732, 800-825-0732. Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call We Speak Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208. That's 800-675-5208. 800-675-5208.